Good friend and great contributor to this broadcast, Josh Mills, has a wonderful tip for these challenging times. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
The backbone of especially the fly fishing industry is your local fly shop. And in many areas, they're closed. But a lot of ones are adapting to fill the need and try to keep things going. It's curbside to-go services like my good friend Sean at the Silverbow Fly Shop. I called him up the other day and was able to do an order of fly tying materials and scissors and different things to up my game with fly tying. It's just a word of suggestion is that if you can, if you're big into fly fishing, one of the things you want to do is see if you can find a way to interact and send some money and do some business with your local fly shop. Because yes, you can probably find it for a little bit cheaper at an online retailer or a major ordering house or something of that nature, but they don't have coffee on when you walk into the fly shop or get some good tips on where to go. So I would encourage you to figure out who your local fly shop is. There's plenty out there. And see if you can figure out a way to maybe book a trip in advance for later down the road, purchase some gift certificates for friends, or potentially do an order. Many are doing great with mail order right now, as well as curbside. Many are open for business, but in slight modified ways. So again, the backbone of our industry, fly shops, find a way to support them, and they'll be there for you when you need that hot tip on where to go trout fishing next time.
Thanks, Josh. You delivered again. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.